वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter number 8, and Text number 6. Dvam,
Dvam,
Hi,
Hi,
Brahma Vidam,
Brahma Vidam,
Shrestha,
Shrestha,
Samskara,
Samskara,
Samskara, Bhavidvija, So Kartum Arhasi,
Kartum Arhasi,
Bālayo, Anayo, Nṛṇām, Janmanā, Brāhmanā, Guruḥ, Tvāṁ hi Brahma-vidāṁ śreṣṭhaḥ,
Ceremonies performed for reformation.
Because by these reformative activities,
one takes one second birth.
Sanskarat bhavit vijaha.
Kartum arhasi.
Because you have kindly come here. Therefore, kindly execute.
Balayo.
Of these two sons. And Balaram.
Krishna.
Anayo.
Of both of them.
Nṛṇām. Not only that, but all of the human society.
Janmanā.
As soon as he takes birth.
Brahmanā.
Immediately the Brahmana becomes the guide.
The Shastras enjoy
Tadvijñānārtham Sadguru Eva Vigacchet, Munduka Upanishad, first canto, second chapter, 12th verse. It is the duty of everyone to approach a Brahmana as Guru. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Śrīla Bhaktivedānta Swāmī Śrīla Prabhupāda. My Lord, you are the best of the Brahmins, especially because you are fully aware of the Jyotish Shastra, the astrological science. Therefore, you are naturally the spiritual master of every human being. This being so, since you have kindly come to my house, kindly execute the reformatory activities of my two sons. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter 13th verse, Chātavarnyam Mayasrushtam Guna Karma Vibhāgaśaha. The four varnas, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra, must be present in the society. The Brahmanas are required for guidance of the whole society. If there is no such institution as Varnashram Dharma, and if human society has no such guide as Brahmana, human society will be hellish. In Kali Yuga, especially at the present moment, there is no such thing as the real Brahmana, and therefore society is in chaotic condition. Formerly there were qualified Brahmanas, but at present, although there are certainly persons who think themselves as Brahmanas, they actually have no ability to guide the society. The Krishna consciousness movement is therefore very much eager to reintroduce the Varnashram system into the human society so that those who are bewildered or less intelligent will be able to take guidance from the qualified Brahmanas. The Brahmanas means Vaishnava. After one becomes a Brahman, the next stage of development in the human society is to become a Vaishnava. People in general must be guided to the destination or the goal of life, and therefore they must understand Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The whole system of Vedic knowledge is based on this principle, but people have lost the clue. Natevidu Swatrati Ni Vishnu. And they are simply pursuing sense gratification with the risk of gliding down to a lower grade of life. Mrityu Samsara Vatamni. It doesn't matter whether one is born a Brahman or not. No one is born a Brahman. Everyone is born as a Shudra. But by the guidance of a Brahman and by the samskar, one can become deleted, twice born, and then gradually becomes a Brahman. Brahmanism is not a system meant to create a monopoly for a particular class of men. Everyone should be educated so as to become a Brahman. At least there must be an opportunity to allow everyone to attain the destination of life. Regardless of whether one is born in a Brahmin family, a Kshatriya family or a Shudra family, one must be guided by a proper Brahman and be promoted to the higher platform of being a Vaishnava. Thus the Krishna consciousness movement affords the opportunity to develop the right destiny for human society. Nanda Maharaj took advantage of the opportunity of Garga Muni's presence by requesting him to perform the necessary reformatory activities for his sons to guide them towards the destination of life. Om Jnanati Virandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुर्मिलितञ्जेन तस्मै श्रीगुर्वे नमः श्रीचैतन्यप्रणोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वर्वदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीकृतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्तं संसजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्तांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धौ दीनबन्धौ जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्ते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गे राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि श्रीहरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे त्वं हि ब्रह्मविदां श्रेष्ठ संस्कारां कर्तुमर्हसि बालयोर्नृणां जन्मना ब्राह्मणो गुरु माय लॉर्ड यू आर द बेस्ट ऑफ द ब्राह्मण्स एस्पेशली बिकॉज यू आर फुल्ली अवेयर ऑफ द ज्योतिष शास्त्र द एस्ट्रोलॉजिकल साइंस देयरफॉर यू आर नेचुरली द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर ऑफ एवरी ह्यूमन बीइंग दिस बीइंग सो सिंस यू हैव काइंडली कम टू माय हाउस काइंडली एक्सेप्ट द रिफॉर्मेटरी एक्टिविटीज फॉर माय टू सन्स So this is the arrival of Garga Muni at the house of Nanda Maharaj. Garga Muni was inspired to go. And he said that Garga Muni knew the personality of Krishna and Balaram, want to take advantage of Helder Darshan. But this inspiration is leading him to perform the executing his function naturally as a Brahman. He must guide. He must give the right conclusive aspect as a service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahma janati iti brahma. One who knows the absolute truth, Brahma, is called a Brahma. But as we know, absolute truth is existing or can be realized on in three aspects. Vadanti tattva vidastattvam yad jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shuddhate. So Brahman is a realization only up to the personal level. And the Brahman at least should be on the platform of Brahman realization. The Brahmanas, they have their natural function because the absolute truth about one's being, one's existence, is also in complete harmony with the absolute truth as a whole. It's part and parcel. And nothing is fake in this material world. But one energy is temporary and seemingly it is factual. And it is factual, but it is temporary. And this is a cheating or bewildering potency, the mind. One has to come out from the influence of the three. Because the ultimate purpose for all the living entities is to occupy their natural occupation, duty. It's called vyavasayatmika buddhi. They must cultivate and the original occupation of their very being, Atma. Only in human form of life, this determination to understand His absolute truth as Atma, part and parcel of the Supreme Soul, can be realized. So, for that purpose, in human society, one who are known as Brahman must execute this natural function. And he is for the guidance of the society. A Kshatriya cannot guide in the terms of absolute truth. A Vaishya cannot guide in terms of absolute truth. What to speak of a Shudra? Shudras are supposed to be less intelligent. But Brahmanas, on the other behalf, they should be a very high intelligent class of people. Therefore, the intelligence quotient is measured on the basis of one who knows the absolute truth. I was watching a slideshow that how do you distinguish the human from the animals? So people generally asserted to the intelligent quotient, IQ measurement. Then other animals have low IQs. Even an elephant has an IQ. And surprisingly, a very considerable IQ. Even snakes have IQ because they remember who is their enemy. Everybody has their own particular type of IQs pertaining to eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But this is a natural instinct that is inherited. I mean, without proper education even, there is no need to be educated about eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So the IQ cannot be dependent upon that information, however polished information one may have. So the scientists thought there must be something little different than intelligent quotient. It's called emotional quotient. Most of the animals do not show any high degree of emotions. You know? So for example, a dog must have, in everybody's experience, if a dog, an animal or anything that comes on the road and gets smashed by a car and dies, the other dogs come, smell, hang around for some time and get away. They never come about. You know? But a human being is much more attached to, he hangs around the dead body for a long time. And even and not that, but he has to go through proper procedures, and you know, because there is attachment. Even a postmortem will be done, even though he's smashed, they want to do postmortem. They want to do postmortem for anybody and everybody in order to make sure that all emotional aspects of the dead, criminal, this, that, everything will be covered. So they found human being is emotional, highly so emotional quotient has to be also calculated. But then they found emotional quotient is based on their social behavior. The society, it depends upon the society, the structure of the society. But they also found the bees and ants and wild animals also have their society. A wolf is always living in the pack, and their superiority, inferiority, and then the bees, there are drones, the workers, and some are queen and acting as male and whatnot. It is so divided that is right. But again, the basis of this social behavior is also based on eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So it can be discarded. There should be something extraordinary in human being. And then they found out that it's called spiritual quotient, SQSI. So intelligent quotient, emotional quotient, and they found out spiritual quotient, the SQ aspect. So this quotient is making human beings so unique than others that real evaluation of a person's all the three aspects based on spiritual quotient. This is a scientific study, and it is amazing. You know, so our intelligence should be on the spiritual aspect, and if a person is guiding on that intelligence towards the spiritual aspect, you know, for a spiritual aspect means the absolute truth of our existence. So if somebody, you know, is guiding the society on the spiritual aspect very confidently, because he's well experienced in all matters of the social, rational, and other kinds of animalistic propensities, then he's called a Brahma. That is his natural function. You know? In other words, Brahmanas are really intelligent people. Not the one who is educated and in the big, big university, they are called intelligent people. No. Intelligent quotient is only an information quotient. Or in other words, if the information is based on material things only, then material things are coming into existence by the interaction of mode of ignorance. So actually it is ignorant quotient. IQ means ignorant quotient. Not, you know, the other quotient.
So, how do you relate to Brahma?
Brahma jananati iti Brahma.
That's very simple formula. It's not IQ, ignorant quotient. So here, Gargi Muni has a natural function to guide. And this best guidance was given through Jyotir Shastra or astrology. Because the soul is trapped in the bodily conception of life. Right? The soul is very distinct from the body and it is trapped. So, according to the construction of the body, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, there is a variety of combination and permutation that is going to take place. The body has a natural lifespan, right? But the modes are affecting the longevity of the lifespan. All aspects of our physical happiness, distress, rajogun, the activity, our indulgence in the karma, everything is affected by the three modes. So astrology is a practical science to guide the people. And that is the best source of, calculating every aspect according to the effects of the planetary system. So in astrology, the position of planetary system on a particular latitude and longitude measurement has to be observed. So the time, the position of a person, especially the birth during the appearance and getting exposed in the moods. Of course, the fetus will also take the moods of the mother, or how the mother is being treated during her pregnancy. Everything is like a effects of the three modes of material nature. So, the growth of the fetus under the three influence, three modes influence, because it's conceiving constructing the body is going on. So, the astrology will predict exactly, the future. Or how the boy will develop and this and that. So Gargi Muni was an expert in that. Srila Prabhupada said in modern day, people are like Shudras, they do not know Brahma. What is Brahma? So by birth nobody knows, neither by training, the Brahmanical training is absent, so how come one may become ever a Brahma? But Brahma janati iti Brahma. If one is trained to know what is Brahma, then he is placed. But for that, he has to again go through reformatory processes of a guru. And then he is getting a second birth that is called spiritual birth, dvija. Janmana jayate Shudra, karmana jayate dvija. So by that reformatory activity, if he is undergoing, then he is called twice born. So we see here that during the time of Krishna's advent, the qualifications were existing. In Kali Yuga, that is after Krishna's leaving the planet, the qualifications degraded. So the idea is here that Srila Prabhupada is trying to give both the
the aspects of becoming a Brahman. But the value of Brahman in modern times, because of the change of occupation, so by birth it is completely nullified, but it gives rise to the possibility of becoming Brahman under the training of a Brahman spiritual master, so much evident that everybody should become a Brahman. Right? When the family traditions of a Brahman diminishes, the whole Brahminical society will be degenerated. And that what had happened. That what had happened. The degeneration started after Lord Krishna left. Kali corrupted the Brahminical society. So within their so-called performances of yajnas under Karmakand, they introduce the bali of sacrifices. And they should enjoy the result of sacrifices of animals. So they started eating the grilled beef. There is no need of McDonald's there. You know, the Brahmins were good. So, nindasi yajna videha sruti jatam sadaya radaya darshita pashudhatam keshava drita buddha sharira jai jaradisha. That is the cause of the advent of Lord Krishna in the form of Lord Buddha, an empowered personality. To stop this, greatest sinful activity under the corrupt Brahminical society and Kali Yuga. It doesn't mean the religion will die, but religion will become subsided and resurrected with a proper purification process. So we see Adi Shankara to put the Vedic authority back, and then Vaishnavism started by Ramanuja, and then Madhvacharya came to talk the eternal aspect of the Dharma. That is based on the soul and super soul's connection and the functionality. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a complete treatise on the eternal functionality and relationship that is available through the performance of pure devotional service, starting from Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. One who hears will be inspired to chant. So Shravanam, Kirtanam will be coming. Then and then we will be able to remember. Srila Prabhupada quotes that Nate Vidhu Swatagati Hi Vishnu. These people of Kali Yuga, they do not know what is their ultimate selfishness, which is Vishnu. Right? So there arises the need of the Brahminical standard to raise up. So unless and until a Brahmin becomes Vaishnava, his qualification in devotional service will not be established. Vishnu Aradhati Pandha the Vaishnava. So unless and until a Brahmin becomes the fully conversant with the absolute truth, not only in personal aspect Brahman, but he should be austere to meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his own heart as Paramatma. But beyond that, he should be totally engaged in devotional service, considering his personality of Godhead. So, Vaishnava means one who is a personalist. A Vaishnava is not
and impersonal is your yogi. Even though by tattva, by truth, they are touching the same subject matter. But nonetheless, because the qualification of Kali Yuga is so much, degenerating. So unless and until you reach to the highest aspect of the personality of God and serve Him successively in all reverence or in servitor shape or fraternity or in parental love or conjugal love, the fullest realization will never come. Unless and until. So one should be engaged in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of God. So that is the brahminical function. Then and then he will be able to guide the other ashrams of the or other worlds of this world ashram. In Kali Yuga, the perfection of this process is simply that stay in our whatever occupational duty according to our ashram system is. And the aim of these duties to be performed for the sake of satisfaction of Vishnu. Then all the purposes of executing our occupation will be served. That is the perfection of the human being. Atta Pundi, Dvijasrestha, Varnashama, Vipahadasha, Swanatishtasya, Dharmasya, Samsiddhin, Raditoshana. Samsiddhin means all the perfections will be achieved through properly executing the prescribed duties according to our quality and activity. If it is rendered to the satisfaction of the Supreme. So, who will guide that? Again, the Brahman is supposed to guide. But not a Brahman, he should be a Vaishnava. When it comes a subject matter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then it should be a Vaishnava. Ravana was a Brahman. He was guiding for the equality or a replacement of Godhead. He was a son of a Brahman, but he is casted as a demon, the worst of the demons. So a Brahman can become envious of God, the personality of God. So therefore, it is very essential to become a Vaishnava rather than hang on the title of a Brahman. So here, Gaudiya Muni is highly qualified simply by his presence and his reputation. Nanda Maharaj is telling him to perform his natural duty. And if somebody is inspired to perform his natural duty for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord, this is an opportunity where Krishna and Balaram, they are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the form of two brothers, they have appeared in Nanda Maharaj's house. So, Nanda Maharaj was glorified by everyone. And therefore, it is not on a coincidental level that Gaudiya Muni is appearing. No, in a very, very planned, realized situation that he is enthused to see El Darshan with the Supreme Personality of God. So he could play for the satisfaction of them his role. So this is very important that in devotional service, all the purposes are simultaneously fulfilled. In performing one's occupational duty. Gajamani's desires are fulfilled by performing his prescribed duty. The purpose of understanding the swartha, the thing, swartha, is misunderstood by different misconceptions a person is in position of. In bodily conception of life, swarthagati is to the body only, or an expansion of the body. But these expansions are also making different kinds of swarthagatis. Just like a person who is selfish around his body, but when he has an expanded family, so it becomes family responsibility, that is called swarthagati. But one who becomes much more involved in the society is for social function, social aspect of the swarthagati. One wants to dedicate his life for upliftment of the society. Another bodily conception's expansion is called to national expansion. So one becomes patriotic. But these are so-called bodily swarthagatis. And that intelligence is completely contained in that conception, bodily conception. It is called Dehatma Buddhi, or the intelligence pertaining to the body or material manifestations around it. Other bodies or group of bodies or the national body. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam that this intelligence is not a qualification for a Brahman. Yaktirtha buddhi salilena karhi chit janeshu avikyeshu sa eva bhokara. That kind of intelligence even animals have, like cows and asses also have the same intelligence and expansions of the mind. So the qualification is counted here. Yasyatma buddhi how it is analyzed for the entire living entity who are in body conception of that. If our intelligence is stuck on the body which is made up of three elements, kunape tridhatuke, tridhatu, kapha, pitta and vayu, these are material nasty things. And if our intelligence is simply sticking on the body which is made up of kapha, pitta and vayu, yasyatma buddhi kunape tridhatuke, swadhi, swadhi yani oneself's intelligence or the conception, kalatradishu means expansions of the body, ijabhavmadhi up to the level of my land of birth is worshipable, means nationalism. Many Mayavadis quote a verse from Ramayana where Ramchandra is telling that janani janma bhumischa swargati gahyasi, one's land of birth is more enlivening, or more what you call, will make one happy more even than the heavenly planets. That should be considered. But the jiva does not belong to either the earth or heavenly planets. But because he was an ideal king, he has to protect in service of the absolute truth. Therefore, if one can, take care of the prajas or the subjects in his kingdom to become Krishna conscious, then it will become more glorious than heaven, means beyond material manifestation. Svargadi api. It's beyond svarga, gariyasi. That should be the meaning. So instead, they say, well, Ramchandra approved our bodily conception. But it is not like that. Bodily conception is a temporary conception. So, unless and until the expansions of the body up to the land of one's birth is worshipable, that intelligence is not good. Tirthabuddhi sabideva kharij. Tirthabuddhi is very important. It means this intelligence should be purified. The purification of intelligence, because it's the closest ally of the soul. Intelligence should guide the soul, not the mind, which is further. Indriyani pararahu indriyate paramana manasastu parolbuddhi buddhistu sariva par. Beyond the bodily conception of life, the subtler are the senses than the gross body. The subtler than the senses is the mind, and subtler than the mind is intelligence. And subtler than the intelligence is the soul. So the closest ally is the intelligence. So it should be purified. If it is purified, then it will influence mind and body. Otherwise, we don't have any problem. Therefore, the intelligent class of people, the Brahmanas, must be spiritually oriented in the Supreme Personality of Godhead aspect, not only on Brahman aspect or Paramatma aspect. Those functions will be naturally included in the teachings of the Personality of God. If one who is devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that Brahman is called Vaishnava, and he can impart the knowledge pertaining to Paramatma also, as well as impersonal Brahman also. So that is called Tirthabuddhi. Otherwise, he will be celebrated Janesu Abhigyeshu Saeva Gokara. So, this is Srimad Bhagavatam is trying to define what is the bottom line of the Brahminical standard or pure Vaishnava. So, in this way, we can understand that the reformatory activities. So his two sons can be guided. That is the lila. How come Supreme Personality of Godhead should be guided in the Brahminical function or take up guru? But this is very well explained, that they come to act in the human society to uplift the dharma. So naturally their function should be exemplary. So people will understand the purpose of the life. So, anybody has any question? Yes.
In Asia, so many Brahmins, they are non-based, even they are serving. We are facing, you know. So, what will be the answer?
They are not Brahmins.
But they are supposed to, because they are ancestral, you know. They are
doesn't matter. Brahmins. By birth, they are Shudras. Only by activity, they will become Brahmins. Brahminical activity is described in Bhagavad Gita. Shama, Dama, Tapa, Shaucham, Kshanti, Rajava, Mevacha, Ahinsam, Astikyam, Brahma, Karma, Swabhavajam. Swabhavajam means, Swa means the self, Atma. According to the constitution of Atma, if we perform the activity, that is swabhava. Jam means by the influence of the divine qualities of the soul. If somebody is acting in the material platform, then it ends up into shama. Shama means manonigraha. Dama means indriya nigraha. Controlling the mind and senses. Tapa means austerity. Shaucha means cleanliness. Arjava means he is very compassionate. Shanti means tolerance. So all these qualities, there are 8 qualities, right? Shama, Dama, Tapa, Shaucham, Kshanti, Ajam, Eva, Cha, Ahinsa, Astika, 9 qualities. Ahinsa means non-violence, and Astika means he should be having a theistic philosophy or adherence to theistic, conception. So, these are the natural occupation of Swabhava. Now, in Kali Yuga we say it's a deteriorated. So, where is the question of birthright Brahma? It's never described in Kali Yuga. Previously, in the other Yugas, the tradition of Brahmanical family were retained. And because they don't have to work, they have to simply train. So the Brahmin families have to train their children in Brahminical traditions. Right now, even the Brahmins are doing some nonsensical jobs. But adherence of that title is not giving them any real prestige. Prabhupada would joke, he said, I saw in my childhood in Calcutta, we had a neighboring family from Brahmin, but somehow or other, seeing that there are too many Brahmins and can't have occupation, so he chose to get an occupation to push cars, just to maintain the body. They can't compete with other Brahmanas. They have to spread out, and then if there are too many Brahmins in one area, then they howl like dogs. Why did you come in my area? And in Niti Shatak, it's called Brahmana Brahmanam Drashtva Swangvat Gurgurayati. When the dog comes into somebody else's area, they start chasing them out. So Kali Yuga is like that, and Brahmins lost their occupation. So they will pick up any other occupation. So Prabhupada said that such a family was there, and we know one person that he was pushing the cart in the family. But still, the tradition is that whenever
you know, somebody meets on the road, that person, you know, they will say, Panditji Pai Lagu. My dear sir, I touch your feet. But he's pushing the car. And that also said, Beta Jitero,
he gives him blessings.
So it's a farcical thing, you know. He gives him blessings, but what kind of blessings he will be able to give? And what kind of service it will render? You know, there is no iota of such you know, interaction that there will be any central point of touching the absolute truth, or he will be becoming more God conscious by this interaction. There's nothing. So, in this way, we can understand that the qualifications of the Brahmana are not being followed. So, how can one become a Brahmana? But it also gave access for others who can become sincere, then they can gain the Brahmana position. When there is no monopoly, then others can also participate. But on basis of qualification. You know. So in Kali Yuga, all these opportunities become more open. But unless and until a bona fide spiritual master comes and he explains the situation, the effect of the moons in this material world, and makes them Vaishnava first and then Brahman. That is possible. Simply by introducing chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare. They became Vaishnava. But then Prabhupada introduced, okay, now you are Vaishnava, so you have a responsibility to guide the people, so become a Brahmin. So, even though Vaishnavism or being a Vaishnava is more than a Brahman. A Vaishnava can perform Brahmanic duties by proper cultivation. He has an access. Any other question? Yeah, 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 yeah.